There's a heavyweight boxing match happening in court over the $63 million University of the Arts endowment. Teach-out universities want in, but trustees of a major donor say no way. We get the latest from WHYY's Kristen Mosbacher Garza.
It's not often that hundreds of students watch their college collapse within a week, says Center for Economic Policy Research economist Dean Baker.
Well, it is unusual just because it's not that common for universities to go belly up. Now, it is getting more common, for better or worse. I mean, that is an increasing reality.
And that reality could be a boost to Philadelphia colleges who picked up those students and the pieces from the UArts fallout. Temple University stands to gain $28 million from the old UArts endowment. Moore College of Art and Design could get $9.9 million, and Drexel University could be in line for $7.8 million. Could the money follow students, even if it wasn't for scholarships? Baker wonders.
These endowments are typically to help them defray ongoing operating costs.
And there's this big snag, legal protest from one major donor, the Dorrance Hill Hamilton trustees, who want to block it all. And now it's up to a judge to decide. Kristen Mosbacher Garza, WHYY News.